How are you today, Mayor?
Good morning, Joe. Doing fine. Beautiful morning.
It is truly spectacular. We are so lucky to get this weather at this time of year, because it could do about anything right about now.
Absolutely. We'll take it, for sure.
Yeah, and I know it really is helping out with spring cleaning and spring road projects, right?
Absolutely, everything. I mean, spring prep for all the fields for the school athletics programs. We got some projects going on at Pageant Field and some other parks out of the Boyson Park. And yes, we've opened a number of bids already, and work has begun with water mains around the city and gas mains around the city, which is done by National Grid. And, of course, a number of street projects, whose streets being rebuilt. As you know, Joe, we've gone to a style of getting the underground stuff done first, letting things settle for winter, then going in and reconstructing the road, where resetting the curbs and putting in new sidewalks. So, and then it's topped off with tree plantings the following season. So we got a good system in place. And I know over the years some people have been concerned about streets, and we enacted a program a few years back with the help and support of the city council, and now we're getting really major work done, miles of streets done each year. I know if your street's in bad shape, it doesn't matter to you unless we're doing your street, right? I understand that. But overall, we're making great progress in that area.
So, and I'm sure you hear just as many concerns about sidewalks as you do about streets, because that's a major issue too, right?
Yeah, we do a separate contract just on sidewalks. A lot of the issues with sidewalks is usually roots from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have the amount of loom borders that we should have. I mean, cities and communities that were built out, specifically laid out, you know, left a lot of room for that. And in Quincy, we're tight, we're dense, and there's not a lot of room for that. So there's this balance we try to strike where, you know, a city without trees would look pretty bad, pretty barren. So planting trees, yeah, we do have to deal with a root issue from time to time and go in and fix those sidewalks. So, yeah, that goes on each and every year under separate contracts. And our own DPW crews do a number of those projects as well.
I see. I noticed downtown, Mayor, that the old Tasso's pizza building finally came down.
Yeah, it only took 25 years, but you can't rush these things, Joe. You know?
That's right.
Things take time. No, as you know, you know, both, it was a blighted building. Oddly enough, it changed hands a couple of times, and they paid their taxes every year, so we couldn't take it for tax title.
Yeah.
So in the plan of the projects of the downtown, the URDP, thankfully the council supported taking that building. And then once we figure out what's going on in that block, as you know, the natural health food, the old Coleman Sporting Good block, has been up for sale. We'll try to coordinate with developer for that and perhaps combine to make something more meaningful to happen on that block.
Okay. Any update on the McConville Way, Hannon Parkway intersection project?
No, I think it's out to bid, so that will definitely be a late spring, early summer project.
Okay, so there'll be a lot of activity. So, and I know that there's a planning board meeting this week. They're starting to talk about the Sam Slater development again.
Yes, it's the Sam Slater development, the Joey Akari development, all projects that have been talked about in the downtown, along with the, you know, in addition to the Tasso's Pizza, as you know, we have purchased the Taekwondo building and the Donuts and Donuts building, which will, those buildings will come down with Slater's and Akari's as one project this summer. And then our land will be used by both parties to help with their laydown here, because we're tight on the Hancock Street. You can't shut Hancock Street down.
Right.
And, you know, McConville's a true road now. You can't shut McConville down.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some interruptions. So they use the city passes for laydown, and then as they finish up using that property, we'll build out another beautiful park in that part of our downtown. So we have a pretty good plan in place. And of course, we're also looking at the other side of McConville near the bridge with continue to advance the Fox Rock plans. And, of course, we're looking at building another garage on that site as well. So a lot happening in that part of Quincy Center.
Indeed, yeah. Is the Abbey up in North Quincy now complete?
Just about. Okay. The last sections, on which were the most northern part of the site, where it kind of narrowed down as a pie shape, yes, that's been finished. at least visibly, I don't know if all the finish is done inside.
Yeah.
I know that they had quite an interest from the start on that project, and they leased it out rapidly, breaking all kinds of their own records, Bizzuto, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will continue to be the case down there.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious, people asking me, why isn't the parking garage open yet, or is it only partially opened? And I didn't know the answer to that.
But that's a call by the MBTA.
Okay.
And I know there was some finalization of some of the issues in the garage. Nothing structural, but the private developer built the garage. The T had a different standard on light fixtures, for example. There were some issues they were still battling about. Hopefully that has been resolved, and the garage will get opened up again.
Okay, very good. Reminds me, too, that this is CDBG week, right? Community Development Block Grant Week. And I know there's an event coming up at the end of the week.
That's correct. Sean Glennon, who heads up that program for us, for those folks that don't know what it is, it's really federal money based on the demographics of the city we receive each year. Can be used for certain uses. I know that it's a number of nonprofits that draw some monies for their programs out of this. We do some streets in eligible areas of our city with some of this money. So it goes a long way. It's a big help. We're certainly grateful to Congressman Lynch for championing the money for us. And, so we're celebrating later in the week. I think we're going to Mandan. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not. I'm looking at my schedule, Joe.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's Friday at 11 a.m. at Manet up in North Quincy. Their new radiology lab was funded by federal grants.
There you go. Perfect example of one of the uses.
Absolutely.
And they're, as you know, they serve a lot of the lower-income folks in our community. So we appreciate what Manet does.
Yeah. Tonight, Mayor, the governor and lieutenant governor will be in the city.
Indeed. We have an event for the Adams Presidential Center up at Granite Lakes. It's sold out within 2 days.
Wow.
And this is really the first public event to speak about the Adams Presidential Center and to really talk about, the needs, to talk about the concept. I know we had a press conference last year, but, we've done a lot of work since then. We've hired consultants who are helping us find our way in the storytelling and what we're going to need for square footage, et cetera. So there's a sizzle reel that we played tonight that's narrated by Chris Cooper that will really, I think, whet the appetite of a lot of the guests that will be there tonight. We'll be honoring Charlie and Lauren Baker for their service to the Commonwealth for 8 years as governor. But as we know, Charlie served in other capacities under Governor Weld and certainly made a great contribution. And I know he's an Adams fan as well. And Mara Healy will be with us, the new governor, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will also be joining us for the event, along with a number of other dignitaries, local officials, Ben Adams from the Adams family, folks from the Mass Historic Society. We're expecting, we know we're going to have about 400 people tonight at this great event.
Wow. Will General Dunford be there?
General Dunford is chair of the Adams Presidential Center Board.
Yep.
General Dunford will be emceeing the event.
Very nice. Is there a possibility of some state money for this project?
There's always a possibility, state or federal money. I know, for example, the American Revolution Museum in Philadelphia, they received about $30 million towards that building from the state at the time. So, yes, we'll be, I know that our legislative delegation helped us with some seed money, $500,000 in the last year's budget. And, Rob Hale's been tremendous. He's given us the first $1 million towards the event, towards the project, actually. He's on the board as well. So, it's gaining momentum, Joe. It's really exciting. There's a lot of interest in this, and a lot of people believe because of times we're living in our country, we need something like this for people to understand the contributions made by particularly by the Adams family, and a lot of sacrifice was made, and no, it wasn't perfect, but the Adamses were near perfect in their ideas. They certainly were Abigail was speaking about equality for women. Both Adamses as presidents were opposed to slavery. Both Adams as presidents had trouble with the partisanship that was going on, and we're experiencing that today. So they're a great example, really, of integrity, principle, and country before party. So hopefully it will gain momentum and will become a reality in a few years.
Yeah, I remember former Congressman Delahunt speaking about that at that press conference last year.
That's right. He's obviously on the board. As I mentioned, Duncan's on the board. Catherine Craven is on the board. Kerry Healy, the former lieutenant governor, is on the board. Sam Slater's on the board. Rob Hale is on the board. I serve as mayor ex officio on the board. Who am I missing? Ed Cohen is on the board. So it's and the board will continue to grow. We're hoping that the former governor, Charlie Baker, joins us on the board as well. Mm-hmm. So got some high-powered people with a lot of connections to help us raise the funds that will be needed to construct the building.
Have you heard from the Boston Public Library yet about the Adams Collection?
No, actually, we have not.
Okay.
I certainly intend on getting back on that horse and pursuing that. As I've said before, Joe, I think we have the moral high ground and the legal high ground on this. So it's a matter of working through the process to get there. There may be a cost involved. I would admit that the BPL has spent some money in preservation of these documents, these books, I should say, over the years, and said they'd certainly be due some reimbursement for that. But beyond that, John Adams' will really makes it clear where those books are supposed to be.
And next week, of course, is April school vacation week, so folks should look to the Quincy Recreation Department for some activities to fill their day.
For sure. Yeah, go to the website. A lot going on, for sure. I mean, there could be beach volleyball at the end of this week. It's supposed to be 80, for crying out loud.
I know. It's okay with me.
Yeah, me too.
Good to talk to you, Mayor.
Same here. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.